Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Right, now for the first of our regular looks at cycling in the city and South Cambridgeshire, we welcome Cam Cycles' Roxanne Lebeau and brought a guest with you as well.
That's right. So this morning I've brought one of our trustees, Martin Lucas-Smith. He's the author of our Mill Road Vision and has also created our Petersfield by-election cycling survey. So I've brought in one of our experts this morning.
Right. OK, well, you're very welcome, Martin. Good to meet you. So quite a bit to get through here, really. Tell us, first of all, then, about the vision for the Mill Road. Lucy and I were chatting a little earlier on, and no, it's not that long ago that we were, the city was up in arms about the prospect of what they call now access control points, which was a kind of newspeak for road closures. And everybody said, bad idea, bad idea. And then all of a sudden we get this sinkhole in the Mill Road. We have no choice but to close the Mill Road because we have to fix the thing. And people saying, oh, it's rather nice, isn't it? Oh, it's quiet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think there's a really key thing here is that when the previous congestion control points were announced, nobody really spoke about the vision or the benefits for people who might use Mill Road. It was all about preventing congestion, preventing traffic, but no one spoke about what this might do for the high street, for people cycling, walking, using the stores. What we saw when the sinkhole arrived, and I actually tweeted a tweet that got quite popular in the end of just a picture of people cycling in the sunshine outside the co-op. But what we realised was it was very pleasant. Mm. And then people thought, hang on, there's a vision here. So we thought we need to elaborate on that more and actually show here are all the good things. Let's actually talk about what we want Mill Road to feel like and look like, and then let's talk about how we might go about achieving that. And then Martin's written this wonderful four-page document, which is in our latest magazine, and I can let Martin explain more about what we foresee for Mill Road.
Yeah, I mean, around the country, we see these sorts of road these closures to through traffic, and actually, we've had one 20 years ago in Bridge Street, and at the time, everyone was saying, well, you know, won't traffic completely seize up? Won't it be terrible for trading? You know, won't the area decline? But who nowadays would go back to having sort of 600 vehicles an hour or whatever it was, you know, parading through Bridge Street? It's actually, you know, a nice area that people like to sit and enjoy the area, you know, and it's a really vibrant area. So what we're suggesting on the road is essentially that really opening up the street, not closing it, opening it up. So you would not allow traffic to go through, but you would allow traffic to go in and out. So there'll be complete access 24 hours, 7 days a week to be able to access.
Do we know much about the complexion of the traffic at the moment? That's to say, where's it going? We all know if we're on a bicycle, if we're in a car and we're going down the Mill Road, there seems to be a succession of delivery lorries at all times of day. I know people will say, oh, they try to keep them out of hours. We know that very often car pulls up and that's it. That's a 5-minute delay which is built in. Presumably, though, there's also residents coming in and out of the streets. They need to get places, which presumably is accounted for in your plan. But I don't actually see people really pulling up in their cars and going shopping in the Mill Road, which kind of suggests to me that those people are either on foot or on their bikes, which means, well, the shops aren't going to lose out.
That's right. So we think the vast majority of the traffic is through traffic. Mm. And actually, if you looked on the day when the sinkhole was happening, you still had people coming in and out, exactly as you said, accessing shops, but mainly accessing their residences. But actually, most of the street was very, very clear. We're going to be running a survey soon to sort of track to sort of see where vehicles are coming in and out. But we think, yes, a vast majority of it is really passing through. And actually, a lot of people like me and the 18,000 people who live off Mill Road, a lot of people will avoid going down Mill Road on their daily trip to work or something because it's so congested and you know, it's not very healthy, you know, fumes from traffic and so on. And actually, a lot of passing trade, therefore, is being missed. So, you know, while there's not a lot of people travelling by car to actually access Mill Road, a lot of people could be accessing the shops if they were walking and cycling down there a lot more often. And our proposals really actually make things like deliveries, which you just mentioned, we think a lot easier. Because one of the problems at the moment is there's basically nowhere for traders to stop, to unload their vehicles. So part of our puzzle actually is to make delivery points, little parklets where people can stop, cafes, sort of on-street cafes, all that kind of thing, to make things easier for traders. And of course, there would be there'd be less traffic, so it'd be.
And the surface of the road, would it look like it does now, or would you have some of this little fancy paving that you sometimes see in, pedestrianised, the wrong phrase here, but in areas where there's traffic calming going on?
Well, we think in the longer term that could be done, but actually what we think the key thing is really just let's get rid of the through traffic, and actually by doing that we can prove the principle that you can actually make use of the space in a much better way.
Have you costed this at all?
Well, we think it would cost almost nothing. I mean, if you look at the...
Almost nothing, so that
means
a bit... Nothing.
No, I mean, what we're not talking about is sort of £1 million schemes that, you know, involve huge amounts of heavy engineering, the kind of thing that takes years to do. Really, the only actual infrastructure that's needed to start, really, is just to have a closure point through traffic on the middle of the bridge, which is exactly what we have in
so this would run, let me be clear, this would run from where to where? Not the entire length of the Mill Road, just the central section, for want of a better description.
So simply all you'd need to do is put a point in the middle of the bridge, so at the bridge, where vehicles simply can't go through, except for buses, taxis, bikes, and obviously people walking.
We're not talking writing bollards here, are we? Please don't say we're talking writing bollards.
The council's got rid of the bollards all around the city, and instead now they're enforced using camera enforcement. So exactly the same technology, we've already got it in place, all the infrastructure's there. Simply doing that would get rid of a lot of the traffic, and then you've got the space to you've got the ability to then open up the space for little parklets, which again are relatively cheap. So there are areas where, you know, seating and trees and cafes and so on, and all sorts of other changes. But yeah, the kind of expensive pavement engineering and so on, that's the kind of thing that as we think the area will start to thrive, you know, over time you could introduce. But no, this is not a sort of a very expensive £1 million kind of scheme.
Mm. So what happens next then? Presumably you need support of councillors.
Yes, so at the moment we're just starting to get our ideas out there and engage with the community about what they think of this vision. And what we're asking for is a trial. So we know the GCP, the Greater Cambridgeshire Partnership, has some funds. This is a very low-cost trial compared to other things that they're doing around the city. So we've put this in our magazine. We're hoping to print this up and deliver it throughout the relevant areas, so Petersfield, Romsey, Coleridge, Wards.
And you can find it online as well, can't you?
Absolutely.
If you live just outside, don't get one on one. To have a little peep now.
Absolutely. It's on our website, www.camcycle.org.uk, and look at our news section. We've put that in our blog posts. But we're also hoping to run some consultation events around the area as well. So we're in the final stages. I can't announce a date yet, but no doubt we'll be back in here and we'll let listeners know when and where they can come and have a look at what we're doing and share their ideas, because we know the community's actually got some other wonderful ideas and we'd like to hear about them.
Now, the other thing we should mention is the Petersfield by-election, which is coming up. This is for City Council. We have the resignation of Anne Sinnott. Four candidates are standing, details of which you'll find on the City Council website. I've got to do that, it's a legal thing. But you're doing a survey amongst them all to establish ostensibly their views on cycling.
Absolutely. So this has become an institution of Cambridge and Cambridgeshire elections now, is the CamCycle cycling survey. We've been doing this for over a decade. Every election, our members collaborate on some questions, and it's specific to the areas. And of course, for a by-election, we've done another survey, a bit shorter this year, but focusing on those local cycling issues. And I'll let Martin talk about the questions that we're asking.
Yes, yeah, so as Roxanne says, we do this every time, and we've asked firstly about what their sort of experience of cycling, you know, just a nice friendly question to see. So we've asked sort of three main questions. Firstly, how they would make Mill Road a more pleasant place. So actually asking for their ideas, seeing what they think about both our ideas and others that have been floating around for a while. Another thing that we've been talking about is secure cycle parking. So we're currently running a project in Romsey to find out from residents where they'd like to see on-street cycle parking, because we know that there are bikes everywhere. Sometimes it's hard to get down pavements because of this, and actually what's needed
is... It's bin day today as well, so
we've got
a nice little obstacle course around Petersfield.
lastly, we're just asking, you know, what other things would they like to see, how to see cycling improved in the Petersfield area.
Have you ever found a councillor who isn't in favour of cycling in Cambridge?
No, we find generally people are fairly supportive. it's often actually quite hard to tell what political colour they are.
That's kind of my point, really. It'd be nice to, you know, some parties who may want to basically tarmac over everything and make a large main road, and all of a sudden, no, but in Cambridge, we really think it's cycling, it's good.
I think in practice, most people realise that cycling is a big part of the solution. One of the things we've often proposed over many years is the idea that the county council model a sort of no cycling day, where everyone who uses a bike actually doesn't use it and they get in their car instead, because actually a lot of cyclists do own cars, they just choose not to use them on a daily basis.
We can tell when we're doing the travel, which we have to go to in a moment or two, but you know, one spot of rain and basically, I'm sorry, it's probably people like me get off of our cycles.
It's true, yeah, and it just completely, you know, and I noticed this when because I am actually quite a committed cyclist, and when I go over Parker's Piece and they've got the counter there, when the weather's bad, if it's snowing or if it's raining, that number is right down, and everyone just gets back in their cars.
And if you imagine, you know, if you imagine the number of people who cycle using cars instead. You know, you have a lot of congestion. So, you know, cycling is really helping the city function. And as the city grows with tens of thousands of new houses, you know, this is a big issue. So people do see cycling as part of the solution.
Right, we better do some travel. I know you want to talk about the Festival of Cycling, which we'll do in a moment or two. But right now, it's 15 minutes away from 9. Martin and Roxanne are still here from Cam Cycle. And we must quickly mention the Festival of Cycling, which is almost upon us. We're probably in it, aren't we?
We are in it. The festival launched on Saturday with our first event, and that was our family-friendly social ride and picnic from the city centre out to Brooklees Lake in Eddington, and it was a absolute success.
We had a lovely day for it as well.
Beautiful weather, and we had an ice cream cargo bike and a coffee cargo bike there. So everyone bought their picnic, topped up with some ice cream before a nice cycle ride home. So it went really well. We're very pleased. We've been on the TV news and everything for that one. We've got another event this evening, which is our usual monthly meeting, but we've ramped it up a little bit. And our guest speaker is Alex Seaman from World Bicycle Relief. And that's a global bicycle traffic, which mobilises people in developing countries with access to education, healthcare, and economic opportunity. And I've heard a rumour that he's bringing a bicycle-operated milk urn or churn or something like that.
I
don't know. So
it's like you see it.
Not with a cow, but there'll be a bike
There's plenty of cows around. They're down Fen Causeway at the moment. Borrow one from there.
Think they're dairy cattle somehow. but you can try.
It's one moment on the Fen Causeway, the next moment in the brioche bun. That's
So I'm not quite sure. We have to see what we can logistically get into the meeting room, but there'll be something exciting.
So where do you hold the meeting?
So the meeting starts at 7:30 at Friends Meeting House on Jesus Lane. So come at 7:30 for tea and coffee.
Plenty of cycling provision, is there? Bike parks there?
There is. There's never enough, but just a little bit further down the road, we've got Park Street Cycle Park, and there's plenty of parking
that's
not there. So, bad. So if you don't mind a short walk, you can find plenty of cycle parking. But also, as part of the festival, we have our Cambridge Cycling Survey. So this is the first time Cam Cycle's done this. We're trying to get everybody in Cambridge to complete our cycling survey. In one day, we had over 100 people respond already, so we're hoping to get that well over 1,000 over the next month.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Absolutely. So if you come to cambridgefestivalofcycling.org, you'll see all our events. There's more than 20 going on in the month, and you can also find the link to our survey.
Okay. Kasia Wozniak is with us after 9 o'clock for 105 today. We should probably issue headphones to our guests. Are you a cyclist?
Yes, I am.
Are a cyclist?
I've always been. I love cycling.
Did you cycle in the mornings?
Yes, I did.
And I've never noticed that. Yes. Which one's your bike then?
It's just behind all the cars over there, you see.
Okay, I see. And you had earmuffs as well this morning, I noticed.
Yes, I did.
Is it that cold already?
That's a little extreme, Kasia.
Okay, thank you.
Although I did realise I forgot my jacket this morning on the way in. I was like, oh, hang on, it's time to start remembering the jacket now.
it's that layers time of year, really. What have we got coming up after 9?
Mark Liversidge speaks to Christopher Faulkner, who is hosting the upcoming Art for Africa exhibition. And Lee Chambers meet Gaynor Clements, who's open a writing retreat based in Ellsworth. And of course, we'll have some latest in entertainment.
Good. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Kasia is with us after 9 o'clock. I didn't know she cycled in. I probably should have worked that one out, really, for myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you've got to be nuts not to cycle in Cambridge. Everything just takes so much longer. It's just such a lovely, easier way to get around.
Yeah, it kind of works for me. I guess it possibly works for Roxanne and for Martin as well, that kind of philosophy.
It does, and I have to admit that was part of the decision-making criteria in moving to Cambridge as well. And you'll find I'm not the only person that went, I want a place where I can cycle and I can get a job, and oh, Cambridge, that looks like it. So
yeah, that seems like a good plan. Look, thank you both very much for coming in. I know you'll pop back again and see us in a few weeks' time as well. We will go to the news at 9 with Thea Gilmore.